It's episode 200, and we've got plugins for post-reading time, site optimization, adding your site to mobile home screens, deletion guards, and an in-post voice recorder. It's all coming up next on WordPress Plugins A to Z.
WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. And welcome back to another fine, fun-filled, exciting episode coming to you from the Great White North, where we have been we got to get a skiff of snow here in Victoria, but it has been freezing cold here in the bunker. I'm John Overall.
And from Laguna Beach, California, where it's finally raining, getting some little moisture, I am Marcus Couch.
And you need the moisture down there in California.
Yeah, definitely. It's a nice change of pace, and it was really nice for shopping because everyone's afraid to go out like they might melt in Southern California. And as somebody who grew up in Chicago, you know, hardy from the snow and the ice and sleet and all that goes along with it, I laugh at them every time.
Yeah, well, we usually get rain here, but chilly. Anyway, we've got a great show for you. This is episode 200. We've got a lot of great stuff for you, a little bit of special features and some great stuff. But usual, right off the top, don't forget you can get the show notes over at wpplugins.com. And if you got a couple of minutes, we could greatly use those reviews over on Stitcher Radio and at the iTunes Store.
That's right. Those iTunes Store reviews help us immensely as far as growing the audience, staying visible within the ranks. We're currently within the top three, sometimes top four, within the iTunes Store. So we greatly appreciate it if you could take just a few moments of your time and give us a review on the iTunes Store. Also, remember, you can follow the show directly on Twitter at WP Plugins A to Z.
And don't forget, we are WordPress professionals, make our living with WordPress. I myself do it by helping people save money before they build their websites or when they're reconfiguring their websites by finding just the right functionality and plugins that go together. Or, my favorite, if you break it, I fix it. So either of those, pick up the phone, give me a call, 818-850-7729.
And if you're looking to save some money on a domain before you get to that website stage, use GoDaddy promo code PLUGIN149. It gives you $1.49.com domains. Just enter that promo code at checkout for instant savings.
All right. And, well, we've got some great stuff for you this week. You know, this is episode 200. It's a major milestone for us. I'm sometimes hard to believe I've managed to record 200 episodes since I started the show.
Yeah.
And we've got a special appearance this week by one of the original co-hosts on the show. Laura has graciously agreed to a brief interview, and we're going to play that little clip for you. So if you're ready, let's take it away, Laura. This is it, episode 200 of the WP Plugins A to Z show. And we have a special treat for you today. We've managed to bring Laura back for a brief little interview to tell us a bit about herself and what she's been doing in the intervening. Do you remember, Laura, how many episodes were you part of this show when it first started?
Around 20 or so, I believe.
Yeah, that's about right. About 20 episodes. You were a great star of the show, and then I carried it on for a while until Marcus joined the show. And you know, we've had the show going now for, this is episode 200, so it's been going on 4 years now. So you want to tell us a bit about what you've been doing with yourself for the last 4 years in WordPress? Or
congratulations on 200 episodes, by the way. I'm still working with WordPress, still working with you, enjoying it.
Well, that's excellent. And, you know, tell us a little bit about what do you think about all the changes that have happened in WordPress in the last, say, 2-3 years since you've been working with it?
I like it. It's just continued to stay easy to use and workable. I like the new themes that have been coming out recently. I really do. With the parallax themes and things jumping and bouncing around, it's really neat how it all goes together. It's really been fun, especially the last 6 months. Some of the changes have just been really fun, and it's been a new learning curve again.
Yeah, they're great for ADH people, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, something shiny. Let's go over here.
It's all bouncy, and it rolls. I really do like the parallax themes and things that they've been coming out with.
Well, can you tell us, do you miss being on the show, Laura?
I do sometimes, yes. I do miss the show sometimes. I miss it with you.
Yeah, you still remember? You still listen to it, right?
Yes.
Oh, good. That's good. At least it's good to know we still have one fan out there that's still listening to us and enjoying the show. Well, you know, this has been great. All right. Well, let's see. What would you say to our listeners out there? Would you say that you enjoy WordPress? Are you advancing your career in any way? What are you planning to do in the coming future? You planning to expand your education in any way to improve?
I am. I'm getting ready to start school actually back in January full time, along with working full time still with WordPress. I'm doing my own business now, doing most of my work for you. But I want to learn more of the coding and stuff to go along with it. So I'm really looking forward to going back to school and learning some of the programming end from it.
Well, excellent. Well, it's good to know, and I'm sure our listeners wish you luck out there. And thanks for joining us real briefly on the show, Laura. We greatly appreciate having you back here to say hi to everybody for our 200th episode.
Thank you for having me.
Take care. Bye. There you have it. Thanks a lot, yeah. Laura, for making a brief appearance with us. It's great to have
you. Still
your
using
voice.
WordPress. How about it?
Still using WordPress. Has her own business now, making a living with WordPress. So, gotta love the program.
All right.
And we've also got a question this week that was submitted via email. This one here. I didn't have an answer for it, but maybe one of you great listeners do, so I'll go ahead and read it out. It's, "Hi, John and Marcus. I'm a frequent listener of your podcast and enjoy it very much. Unfortunately, it's been technically impossible to get a review into the iTunes store. Don't know what that's all about. But this question is the following. I'm looking for a solution to bring demand and supply together. In the front end, the user fills in a request for a specific technical part. Registered suppliers will get access to this request and are able to start interacting with the requester. Preferably, the suppliers will see how many other suppliers have seen or reacted to the request, but will not see who has reacted. Also, the financial settling will be done outside of the website. He's been thinking about in the lines of membership site, e-commerce solution, even combining WordPress, IFTTT, and Asana, but he's been unable to make a fitting and a user-friendly solution. Do we have any ideas for a plugin for it? Thanks very much. Keep up the excellent work. Dave Von Horick."
Yeah, that's complex.
Yeah, that's what I
custom.
Saw.
That's custom.
That's what I looked at. So custom, that seemed to be the only solution to me, is hire a programmer and start customizing.
Yeah, here's where you need to start with this one, Dave. Get a notepad, and I don't mean the program. I'm talking about paper and a pencil, and start mapping this. What goes where? Who talks to what? Draw arrows. This needs to go here. This needs to how the flow of each individual circumstance needs to be. Scan that. Tell developers this is what I'm looking for, and have them program it.
Yeah.
And if you're looking for maybe somebody who might be able to do it, I might be able to help you with that. So shoot me an email.
All right. And if any of our listeners out there have ideas, feel free to leave them on our website, fire emails to us. We'll make sure we get them read back out onto the show.
Yeah, it's great. Thanks for your question, Dave. Appreciate that.
All right. And what do we got? We got something else here, don't we?
Yes. Kyle, who is one of the co-hosts of WP Roundtable, sent a message to us and is offering us a gift for our 200th show.
Take it away, Kyle.
Hey there, Marcus and John. This is Kyle Maurer. I just wanted to say Happy 200th episode. This is so cool. I love your guys' podcast, and I listen to every single episode. This is a really awesome thing that you guys do for the community to put on this great show week after week, and 200 episodes is an amazing milestone. So, in the spirit of the holidays and giving and celebrating this momentous milestone, I was thinking it would be really cool to put together a little gift for you guys. So I'm a plugin developer myself, and the goofy idea I have right now is I would love to hear ideas for plugins that either of you wish existed, but they don't. Hopefully something small and within reason, but I love making plugins and would love to give something to you guys to celebrate this occasion and this season of giving. So if you send some ideas of plugins that you wish existed but don't, I would love to see if I could throw something together for you guys as kind of a gift to celebrate. You can send ideas to Kyle at realbigmarketing.com, and I'll see what I can do for you. It would be a real treat to see if I could develop something to scratch an itch that you guys have. Keep up the great work. I love the show, and you guys rock. Merry Christmas.
Awesome.
Awesome, Kyle. Thanks a lot. Greatly appreciate that. I'll dream up something seriously complex for you. Just kidding.
I'm going to think of some. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have any super needs at the moment, but there's all every once in a while something I go looking for. It doesn't exist. So we'll see. But thanks for the offer, Kyle.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And by the way, for any of you just also that want to see some more interaction with Kyle, WP Roundtable is his podcast. And I was just recently on that show. So make sure you just head on over to WP Roundtable. You can see a lot more about Kyle and what he does. And he's also on the WordPress radio stream at WPR.FM as well.
Excellent. All right. Well, that's pretty much all we got there, eh?
Yeah. I do appreciate everybody who said hello on Twitter and everything. I got a lot of direct messages from people. I got to teach people how to use SpeakPipe. I don't know what the hell the problem is.
Send them a link. Say, hey, yeah, it's appreciated. Now go record your voice for us.
Exactly. But, you know, before we dive in, John, I mean, I think it's been a pretty amazing ride. We've really gotten high up there within the rankings at iTunes and maintain it. And, you know, I'm thrilled with the reaction of people out there, both the ones that I meet in person and the ones that I kind of see through my own Google alert vanity searches for my own name or the show name and things. And people always, if they're talking about the top WordPress podcasts in a blog post, always mention us. Always.
Yes.
So that means we're resonating and doing something right. And I think that, you know, from a standpoint of our moniker, which is separating the junk from the gems, you know, we've really hit our stride. So I want to thank you for allowing me to kind of change the formula of the show a little bit.
Due to your efforts, we've turned it into a fantastic show. I know I was taking it down a crazy path, but I wasn't too worried. But eventually I realized that it needed to grow and change. So, yeah, it's been definitely a ride because the show was pretty crazy back in the beginning, and it's settled into a really great formula, and I greatly appreciate it. It's nice now.
Yeah, so definitely. So we greatly appreciate all the followers in the community. It is the WordPress community and our own kind of self-policing and the way that we treat each other and help each other that really sets us apart. You don't find this in any other platform or any other software. You'll never get this with an iPhone community or anything like that. You'll never get this. So we're so blessed to be a part of this community in the majority kind of major role that we've played. And, you know, 200 is just kind of a blink of an eye. I enjoy doing this show every single week, and I don't want to stop and don't foresee stopping for a long time.
No, neither do I. I rather enjoy it. Aside from enjoying doing the show, I like that it forces me to do research every week.
Right.
And keep on top of my game.
Yeah, and I have somebody that kind of personally, you know, just as the listeners probably enjoy both of our perspectives, for me, I like doing the show just because I get three new plugins every week that I didn't know about from you.
That too. I get new plugins from you that I didn't know about or didn't catch, so...
Yeah.
So it helps dramatically.
To me, I've I'll let the listeners in on a secret since we're it's show 200. You know, before I did this, a lot of you know that I had a really successful music podcast, and it was so successful that they put it on satellite radio for a number of years, and I enjoyed a lot of success with that. But I look at plugins as new songs when I look at them in the repository. And if, you know, if there's a band, so to speak, an author, a developer that has had a couple hits before, I'll really pay attention to it. And if it's a band or an author, so to speak, that has something new and it's their first plugin, I kind of want to see where they're going and see, you know, are they a drummer? Are they a bass player? What direction are they taking this plugin? And so I try and treat this show as sort of the, I don't know, the top 40 show or the, you know, the countdown or something like that, where it's an eclectic mix and it's kind of a mixtape that you're getting of plugins every week. So that's my internal self-analogy, I guess you could say. Nice. But that's how I treat the show, and I think with that perspective, probably the listeners will get even more of a kick out of the show hearing it from here forward.
No, that's definitely a great perspective to it. I'm not much for paying attention to all the music out there. I do enjoy music, but I hadn't got into it that deep. I just sort of look for something that interests me. I think one of the great things that attracts my attention, and I notice this when I'm looking for plugins, and this is a tip for authors out there, screenshots. You need screenshots in your description. Like 8 out of 10 times, if I'm looking at a plugin, it doesn't have a screenshot, I'll go jump onto another one because I want something that gives me instant look and appeal as to how it's going to be used without actually having to install it. So,
and relevant screenshots.
Relevant screenshots.
I don't need to just see your login screen or whatever.
No.
I need to see back end. I need to see configuration screen.
Yes.
And I need to see output.
Yes.
What's it do in the front end?
Those three components is what are definitely needed in it. So yeah, and that's a little tip there. And that's one of the ways that I choose plugins when I'm choosing through plugins is I look, the first thing I jump to is the screenshot. I don't even look at the description. I just go straight to the screenshot to see if it's gonna appear as my mind visualizes it should.
Right.
So, and I bet that happens a lot. So.
Yeah. So, just, you know, we'll kind of just verbally brainstorm here. Future plans for the show. John and I have talked about putting some ebooks out about plugins.
Yes.
Talked about even a regular book that we could do because after 200 shows, you got to figure we've reviewed at least
600 plugins.
At least.
That's 200 times three each.
Yeah.
600 at my end, 600 years, 1,200 plugins have been reviewed.
Yeah. So there's at least 1,000 to choose from, which is. Well, it's.
And some of the reports,
it's about 3% of the repository.
I've had emails from listeners that have gone back, you know, 100 episodes and still using plugins from 100 episodes ago, going and say, "Hey, these are still relevant."
Of course.
So that says a lot about the plugins we've chosen. In that, you know, 100 episodes—that's 2 years ago. Those plugins are still relevant and working well.
Right.
So.
Right.
So it's good to think about. If you're just joining the show, go back, you know, several episodes. Go download the back catalog and listen to some of the early stuff. We have some great plugins. Started about episode 40. Previous to that, the show was a mess.
Okay. I'll still go backwards until you hit bottom there, and then you'll be okay.
That's it. All right. Well, enough rambling on and, you know, pontificating. I think it's time we move on to the meat and potatoes of the show, eh?
All right, let's get with it.
All right, let's take it off then. All right, we've got some great plugins this week, and I've got some plugins that have been sent in by listeners. And I'll start with the first one I've got here. This was sent in and referred to us by Daryl Schmidt. It's his good buddy's plugin. It was his buddy Wendell who designed the plugin, but Daryl sent it in to us. And this plugin is called Full Back. And what it's for is it's to put a full image in the background of your site. And I know there's multiple ways to do this, and WordPress does have a built-in thing for a background image, but it doesn't always do what you want. What this does is this plugin overrides the default WordPress background settings. It lets you upload an image, one single image as a background image, and it automatically sets it to the full screen background, no matter what size the background screen is. So anything showing outside of the layout of your WordPress site, or if you have see-through content areas, you'll see this image. And it's real simple, real easy to use. It's great. You just install it, activate it, go to Appearance Background, upload your image, ignore all the other settings because they're irrelevant, and then save it, and you've got a nice pretty image for your background. And I had to give this a nice 4 Dragon rating. So check it out. Full back.
Yeah, that's a cool one. I like that one very much. Yeah. Very much. Okay, John, this one, and I've loaded the deck here today. I've got some really nice plugins to talk about all show long. This one is titled Before Deleting the Posts. How many times, John, have you thrown something in the trash and then hit the delete button and went, oh no?
haven't really done that very often. I remember the days before the trash can, though.
Yeah. Okay, so what this one does is it, before it actually delete, when you click delete permanently, right before it actually really dumps the trash out, it makes an XML file and saves it on the server of all of your posts, just like how you would do the import and export posts and copy it to a new new installation. This does the exact same thing with deleted posts, so you've got kind of a running XML archive of everything that you've deleted just in case you need it back.
That could be useful. I have a client that deleted some posts and was asking me to find them, and I'm like, sorry.
Yeah, yeah. So this is kind of the trash can saver, so to speak. It clones things before it actually hits that incinerator. So I rated this one a perfect 5 out of 5.
Yeah, that could be a great tool to have in your toolbox to help save your tush when you do something you think you don't need and find out you do. All right. This next one I've got here is a SEO plugin, and of course there's dozens of them out there, but this one's a little different. This was sent in, referred to us by Benjamin Powell. It's called Little Hippo. And what it does is when you install it, and it goes through and checks your site and does a scan on it to find out what's missing as far as the metadata. And then it helps you with easy-to-use tabs and windows and boxes to help you correct it. It'll go through and it'll list up all the errors it finds, and then you can click through the tabs and check out all the different pieces along the way that allow you to it, such as title link, title missing, description missing, image, title, alt tags, all of that. And you can just edit them right there, going down one by one, edit them through, save them, and it allows you to correct it. This could be a great plugin if you've had a site online for a while and maybe you only started doing your SEO 6 months ago and you didn't go back and do all the content that was previously there. This is a great way to catch up to all that old content without having to open each and every individual post and image. All in all, I was actually kind of surprised. I didn't expect it to be this great of a plugin. And when I dug into it and further, it's like, hey, this is pretty fantastic and useful. So give it a check out. It's called Little Hippo, and it can help you do some dramatic improvements into your SEO. So I gave it a 5 Dragon rating.
Little Hippo. Very interesting.
Yep.
I'll have to take a look at that and put it through its SEO paces. See what you got. All right, John. Often people leave us a SpeakPipe message, which means there is a little recorder that is right on the front end of our website in which somebody can record a message.
Right.
This is something completely different. To quote Monty Python, this is called WP Voice Recorder, and it is used to record a post on the back end. And this is in the post editor. So on the sidebar of the post editor, there's a little recorder. And what it lets you do is click the record button, record whatever you want, and then it saves that audio not on your server but in a Dropbox account. And then it also adds a player into that post that you can play that voice memo.
That's nice.
Automatically. You just set up your Dropbox account token so that you can save it right to your Dropbox, and that's it. So you have a back-end thing where you can not only Here's where I think the usage could come from. You could narrate your pod, your blog post. Everything's a podcast to me. So you could narrate it. You could also make additions on it. Or you could just use the unabridged rant version of whatever it is that you're talking about. Or there might be some secret content that maybe you can hide that within a membership thing and then be able to just play that audio file with that special notation from you, only for the members or only for specific teams or sales teams or things like that. So there's a lot of possibilities with this, but I was fascinated with the way that it's kind of like the back end speak pipe for bloggers. So how else would I view this but a perfect 5 out of 5?
That's actually very nice. I could see some uses to that when you're creating a post and you want to make that additional point that for people to listen to while they're reading.
And so here's also what it helps you do. I mean, it's the ultimate lazy plugin for us, because think of the steps that you have to go through otherwise.
Yep.
What do you have to do? You have to get your audio editor out. You have to record stuff. You have to edit it. You have to save it as an MP3. You have to then upload it to your server. Then you have to embed the thing.
Mm-hmm.
This is one click, record, done.
And save and sent and all that. Hey, it's great. Yep. I like that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, the last one I've got here was referred to us by Jeff Archibald, and it's called Time Span. And what it's done, and I'm starting to see it appear more and more on websites as I go to them to read blog posts, it's a little notice at the top of the article how long it's going to take you to read that article based on the average number of words people read per minute, which I understand from an article is 250 words per minute average. So at any rate, what it does is it tells people, well, this article, if you read it, it's going to take you a minute to read. It'll take you 3 minutes to read or whatever, or it'll give you a countdown. And I've seen a couple of cool ones out there. And I was kind of hoping when I saw this referred, it was going to be like the one I discovered the other day while reading a website that had a bar that sat up across the top. And as you scrolled down the page, the bar kept filling in as you went across. Wasn't quite that. That's what I'd kind of like to see in this. What it does, though, is it allows you, if you're a customizer, to put a custom PHP snippet into your template to have this content display anywhere on the post you want, or let it automatically insert it, and it will insert it at the top or the bottom of the post. This one just inserts at the top of the post. And it says, okay, well, you have, this will take a minute to read, or this will take less than a minute to read, or this will take 3 minutes to read. And how it does it is it looks at the total word count given to it by WordPress, and then it guesstimates how much time it will take someone to read it. All in all, it's a pretty decent little plugin. I was hoping for a little bit more, and I could see that if you could make it so that the content stood out a little bit more, like I found that I didn't really stand out to be noticeable. You might have to CSS it, or if they created a bar for it to go across to where it stands out, it would be even better. But as it stands now, great plugin, can be useful. I gave it a 3 dragon rating.
Yeah, that's always a bummer when somebody forgets about the CSS aspect of a plugin when they make something that has a front-end display.
Yeah.
I see so many plugins that have excellent functionality, but because of the fact that I've got to do secondary CSS modifications to the plugin just to get it to work, it's a no-win situation for me. There's no way I'm going to go in and use that plugin.
Well, some I do. It depends on how much I want to use that particular functionality.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Also, the last plugin that I've got here for you is something that's not new as far as a plugin concept, but this one happened to work very, very well. It is called Web App, and quite simply, it allows you to insert the necessary metadata in order to make your WordPress installation have that little pop-up when you have an iPhone and you go to a specific site and it says, hey, how'd you like to add us to your home screen? This lets you do that. So once that happens, it makes a nice little icon on the home screen of the phone that the person is using, and they can just tap it and get right to your site as if it were an app. So it's very easy to set up, probably the simplest to set up amongst all of the different plugins that I've seen. It's called Web App, and I rated it a perfect 5 out of 5.
Very very nice. Yeah, I used one of those in the past, and it's actually kind of a nice and handy feature, if you, especially if you got a website that people visit on a regular basis from their phone.
Yeah, especially I have, like, I wanted it for the WordPress radio site at WPR.fm, and only because I got sick of typing it into the stupid browser myself. I'm like, I need to put this on my home screen.
So, all right.
Use out of necessity.
All right. Well, I covered up in this episode here a plugin called Full Back, which allows you to create the full background image, which I gave a 4 rating to. Little Hippo, which helps you improve the SEO on your website and can be a great tool for an older website that needs a lot of corrections, which I gave a 5 rating to. And then Time Span to help you learn how much time is left in an article on your website, which I gave a 3 rating to.
And I talked about Before Deleting the Posts, which allows you to create kind of a morgue in XML format where you can pull them out later if you need them. Gave that one a 5 out of 5. WP Voice Recorder, excellent back-end way to easily save voice notations to your site. Gave that one a 5 out of 5. And we just talked about Web App, which allows you to add to the home screen in any iOS device. Also gave that one a perfect 5 out of 5.
Nice. Straight aces this time for you.
Hey.
All right. And that's it. We got a little commercial for you. Don't forget, if you're tired of the same old stock photography, check out Canada Stock Photo. Great, unique, not found anywhere else. Stock photo images. CanadaStockPhoto.com.
And finally, last minute savings here at GoDaddy.com. You can use plugin 30 as your promo code and save 30% on any hosting plan, any term length, any orders, any new products. Plugin 30 gets you 30% off.
And if you're not getting your daily dose of WordPress news, check out the WP plugins daily over at wpnews.wpmedic.ca. And if you got a couple minutes, please stop in at iTunes, Blueberry, or Stitcher Radio and give us a review.
And how can they contact us, John?
They can reach me on my website at johnoverall.com or send me an email to john@wppro.ca.
And you can find me at my website, marcuscouch.com. Twitter is @MarcusCouch. And remember to follow our show on Twitter at WPPlugins A to Z.
And that's all we got for you now from episode 200. Take care now. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.